In tomorrow's New Hampshire primary, the ballot will include the names of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other Republicans who've already dropped out. While it's only the second contest of the GOP nominating season, it could be one of the last gasps of the idea that this is a competitive race. NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith has spent the final days of the primary campaign following Nikki Haley and has this report on her effort to beat out former President Donald Trump.
At a bar and grill in Milford, New Hampshire, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley delivered the pitch that she is the most electable Republican in the race.
And if you look, there was a poll that came out today.
It's not clear which poll she's referring to.
Trump is down by 7 points. Well, this is against Joe Biden, by the way. Trump is down by 7 points, and I beat Biden.
There aren't any public polls showing her ahead of Trump in New Hampshire. At multiple events every day, Haley is trying to connect one-on-one with potential supporters.
What's your name?
Hadley.
And how old are you?
10.
Turning serious, Haley gives the fifth grader some advice.
And you know what? It's all about being strong, right? And when you feel those scary feelings inside, you just push through.
That message has a lot in common with how Haley is conducting her campaign.
I said I wanted to be strong in Iowa. I feel like we did that. We started at 2%. We ended with 20%. I was happy with that. I said we want to be stronger in New Hampshire. We're going to do that. We won't know what stronger is until the numbers come in.
New Hampshire represents Haley's best and possibly last chance for a truly strong performance against Trump. Independent voters are allowed to vote in the GOP primary, and the electorate is more moderate and less MAGA. Case in point, Hadley's dad, Tyler Craig.
I 100% think that she has a shot. I think that if enough Republicans and independents get a sense of sanity back and are less interested in drama and just pettiness, we're tired of pettiness, and that's what Nikki Haley would take away from where we are today.
Craig is a Republican and insists he is pro-Haley and not just anti-Trump, though plenty of people at Haley's events fall into the latter category. Warren Witherell is from Keene.
I really feel that somebody has to stop Trump, and she's a likely candidate.
Turn on a TV in New Hampshire, and you'll see the state's popular Republican governor, Chris Sununu, making that argument on repeat.
And now we have a chance to reset the election for our entire country. Nikki is the only one who can beat Donald Trump.
That is among the $31 million in ads Haley and her allied super PAC have run in New Hampshire, more than $5 million of it in the past week, according to an NPR analysis of data from the tracking firm Ad Impact. Trump and his allies have spent about half as much. As she closes out her campaign in New Hampshire, Haley is imploring voters to give her a chance to prevent a Biden-Trump rematch few in America seem to really want.
Do you want to win in November or not? Do you want to be scared in November or not? Do you want your kids to be proud in November or not?
Yes.
Then let's do it.
But even if winning New Hampshire weren't a reach, Ben Ginsburg, a retired Republican attorney who is a leading expert on the nominating process, says the deck is stacked against her.
This race is effectively over. I think even if Nikki Haley can win in New Hampshire, she'll still have a real uphill slog, and she'll have to win, absolutely have to win, her home state of South Carolina at the end of February.
Ginsburg says no Republican candidate has won the nomination without their home state. But Haley insists she knows how to win in South Carolina and will have plenty of time to build up momentum. Trump is angling to knock her out before she ever gets that chance. He's already saying it's time to unify the Republican Party. Behind the front runner, of course. Tamara Keith, NPR News, New Hampshire.